A picture is worth a thousand words. On your left, the first man on the moon, Neil Armstrong. On your right, the first man in space, Yuri Gagarin. Icons, heroes, doppelgangers. Have you met your doppelganger? It's sometimes implied we all have one, like a soulmate, but do we? Does anyone? Just how unusual is an uncanny facial resemblance between strangers? Even supposing we all have doppelgangers somewhere, what are the chances that your doppelganger would find themselves not only in the exact same job, but in the exact same world historical, national, mythic role? That's a hell of a coincidence theory. Twins separated at birth might both end up as piano-playing accountants or something, but this is ridiculous. What if it's much simpler than that? Why can't they be the same guy? The same actor, that is. I mean, stop me if you've heard this one, but Neil Armstrong did not actually fly to the moon in a tin can. He played the pilot in a high-profile hoax or mockumentary about flying to the moon. The same goes for Yuri Gagarin's historic first space flight, which was seriously doubted at the time for various reasons, but those doubts were cut short by the immediate congratulations of JFK. Gagarin's voice was heard claiming to be seeing things he couldn't have seen from where his capsule supposedly was. He claimed he had no camera, which, please. Another flagrant hoax. So, Gagarin and Armstrong were both actors pretending to be astromen, and they were dead ringers for each other. And, oh yeah, Gagarin was dead before Armstrong became famous. Died in a mysterious crash in 1968 in circumstances cloaked in obscurity and ever-changing speculations. In 2013, his fellow astroman cleared it all up with a new and fantastically implausible story to explain why there was no mid-air collision, but also no time for Gagarin to eject before crashing, and he was torn to shreds. His poor fellow astronaut had to identify him from shreds in a bowl, but one of them luckily contained a telltale neck mole and that he saw at the barber just a couple days before. It's ridiculous, but in other words, it looks like Gagarin faked his death. Or rather, they retired his character. Unless you think Armstrong lost his twin brother to this nonsense and still went along with it. Would it help if you learned from Wikipedia about Armstrong's marriage that there was no courtship to speak of and they could not remember the circumstances of their engagement? Sounds like an arranged marriage. Anyway, this resemblance is objectively off the chain and demands an explanation, even if you think the moon landing was real. In this brief introductory blast, we can only invite you to contemplate what an immense synergy this face race provided to the psychological effect of the Apollo missions, regardless of the reality of them. So do you think they're twins or the same guy? Or do you believe in one of the greatest coincidence theories ever sold, that the first man in space and the first man on the moon just happened to be dead ringers?